Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Beyond the Black, the Indian space program. A great success and now ambition. Bob, what are they up to? Good evening again.
This is interesting. They had a successful lunar landing and rover mission with Chandrayaan 3 only a few months ago. One of their officials of their space agency, ISRO, has announced that they are now considering a much more ambitious follow-up. They say that Chandrayaan 4 will not only land on the lunar surface with a much larger rover intended to last more than just simply one lunar day, but that mission will also attempt to dig up some samples and return them to Earth. Now, they're considering this mission. It hasn't been approved yet by the government. They need budget for it. It would take anywhere from 5 to 7 years to get it built and launched. But I will say that if they do succeed in doing this, they will basically have matched China's achievements, because in those 5 to 7 years, they also hope to fly their first manned missions, Indian manned missions. They will then have begun to match China, and that will basically put them in the same league as China and the United States in space. They would put them ahead of the Russians for sure, because the Russians is a moribund program that's dying. So big news from India. We'll see if this plays out, John.
And the Chinese rocket, they want a mystery solved about the Chinese rocket that hit the moon, but you tell me the Chinese don't want to solve it. Explain, Bob.
Yes, back in February, sometime in the spring of 22, they discovered a rocket stage from some unknown location, rocket launch, was on a course that would impact the moon. And it did impact the moon. I've got a picture on Behind the Black of the impact craters before and after. And there was a question, where did that rocket stage come from? Originally, there was some belief it came from a SpaceX launch, but that was dismissed very quickly. And researchers quickly looked at China's Chang'e 5 launch in November of 2020. It was a Long March 3B that sent this lunar sample remission to the moon. So that means the upper stage would likely be in an orbit that would put it near the moon and possibly collide at some point. China denied that. They continue to deny it. They say, no, our stage was fired to return back to Earth and burn up in the atmosphere. But no one believes them, and researchers are now doing a very careful analysis of the data we have. Is now confirmed that it was that rocket, the Long March 3C, that launched the Chang'e 5 mission to the moon. Its upper stage was the one that impacted the moon. What's interesting about the impact is it produced a double crater, and that suggests that the upper stage had some additional heavy equipment at its top, matching the mass of the engine at the bottom, kind of like a dumbbell. We don't know what that additional equipment was, and China is clearly not wanting us to know. So that's that story, John.
Bob, they're denying what you can assert. Someday we'll get there and we'll solve it with serial numbers.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're non-transparent in a dictatorship, you don't have to tell anything. You don't have to tell the truth. And in fact, those routinely lie.
It's odd. All right, Needles, this is a whale of a story. The James Webb Space Telescope has spotted needles. That's all you can describe them. Although, Bob, you have an explanation for what I'm looking at.
I don't have an explanation, absolutely not, because astronomers don't know what this is. But where they pointed Webb at an area near the center of the Milky Way. It's a very active area with a lot of dense material and gas and protostars and star formation near this Milky Way. It's dense. And they looked at it and with Webb's infrared view, and they created an image. And what you see is a protostar cluster with lots of new stars being formed, but you see around it a gas cloud of ionized hydrogen, and within that hydrogen is needles, streaks of ionized hydrogen gas that form straight lines. I have readers on Behind the Black who theorize it's contrails, but we don't know what it is. We do not know what formed this. The ionized hydrogen suggests it's related to magnetic fields, but that's a guess. We don't know.
It's very strange. It looks like a Christmas decoration in some fashion. They will need to solve this along with the other things that Webb's turning up that they can't explain. All right. Mercury, very close to the sun, should be very hot. Long speculation that there might be something funny at the poles. What have they discovered?
Scientists have looked at a lot of the features on Mercury that resemble remarkably features, glacial features found on Mars, and they theorize that we're looking at glaciers on Mercury. We don't know if they're active, but these are salt glaciers, basically using salt and brine and material to produce things that move. We don't know. It's a mystery. We've got to get there to find out, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Congratulations, SpaceX. Shoot again. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.